It's round two of the Big Blue Bracket Challenge right here on Giants.com. I am John Schmelk. To break down the second round matchups is Paul Dottino, beat reporter for WFN. Of course, you contribute to all things Giants.com. Paul, how are you?
Good to see you, John.
All right, let's get to it. We're on the defensive side of the bracket. And as we take a look at this matchup, Michael Strahan lost to both these plays in round number one. We have the ultra-athletic Jason Seward interception for one of these plays. And play number two is the Corey Webster interception of Brett Favre in the NFC Championship game back in 2008, January of that year. Two big-time plays. Paul, how do you see it?
All right, well, first of all, the Strahan sack on Tom Brady in the Super Bowl should have advanced and gotten out of this bracket.
But it didn't. Move on.
I know. So I'm going to Corey Webster. And why? Again, because of the significance of the play. Jason Seahorn's interception may be one of the top five most athletic interceptions that I've ever seen in 32 years of covering the NFL. But Corey Webster's pick in overtime in Pittsburgh at Lambeau against Brett Favre, come on. How could you possibly vote against that when you look at the significance of the play? And let me add something to here, John, too. Corey Webster, whose career kind of started out a little bit rocky, that was kind of the height for him. That was his defining moment as a Giant, even though he went out kind of with a whimper at the end.
Remember, he was benched earlier that year. He came back with a huge play in the Super Bowl run. Paul, we appreciate the time as always.
You got it, John.
For Paul Dottino, I am John Schmelk. We'll see you next time on Giants.com. And don't forget to place your vote for what you think is the best play in Giants history on the Big Blue Bracket Challenge right here on Giants.com.